And joining us today are Christian Corral and Jorge Vasquez, and they're here to talk about an event that's become a tradition here at UTEP, and that's Minor Palooza. Gentlemen, thank you very much for being with us here today.
Thank you, Louis, for having us.
Thank you for the invitation.
Now, Christian, you are with Student Affairs, and this is a product of Student Affairs from many years ago, right?
Absolutely. As the public will be aware, is we're celebrating our 25th anniversary. So it's grown from a picnic-style get-together of some family, friends, and alumni to a full-blown production that expects anywhere between 30 to 35,000 in participation. So year in and year out, we've been challenged to wanting to make this event bigger and better for our community because they deserve an event like this. It's our way, it's our token of appreciation to everyone in the community that has in one way or the other crossed paths through UTEP. So we launch and kick off our new school year every year with Minor Palooza.
And originally, correct me if I'm wrong, I think Gary Edens, who is now one of our vice presidents here on campus, when he was in with Student Affairs, Student Relations, he wanted something to kind of be like a big pep rally before the first football game and also welcoming the students back to UTEP. But now, as you mentioned, it also involves the community because the community is UTEP. There's a lot more than, as you said, just a few booths when it first started.
Yeah, I mean, there's many stakeholders involved in the whole production of this Minor Palooza event, from our sponsors, that without them, this event really can't really move forward. And we rely a lot on in their in-kind donations and in their monetary donations to offset some of the costs, to our own internal faculty and staff who bring out their family, that gives them a glimpse and a taste of what student life is here at the university. So Gary's dream of wanting to get the community engaged and involved with UTEP has grown astronomically. And we're very happy and we're very proud of being involved in such production. It takes a committee and a group to really put all the wheels in place to make this event happen.
And one of the people who is with us today is Jorge Vasquez, and Jorge is with Special Events here on campus, and he's the man responsible for all the shows that you see coming to UTEP, big concerts. But it's a big plus for Minor Palooza knowing that you're also on board now with this, because it used to be that we had perhaps a disc jockey or maybe local musicians, which they donated their time, but with you getting involved now, it's become an even bigger production, Jorge.
Yes, we truly wanted to have a different experience when it comes to Minor Palooza and what people could expect. This is my second year involved in Minor Palooza, and I started during the centennial last year. I was in charge, my office was in charge of booking the talent for the main stage, and we're doing it again. We're truly trying to, just like Minor Palooza evolved from a more simple setup into something that is huge now and involves the entire community, the same way we have developed the type of acts that we have brought. And they're getting bigger and better every time. And that's a point, because the community visits our campus during this time, and we want to bring entertainment that is truly to what they want, and very diverse and very unique. And our focus to book this talent is up and coming, and also already well established national acts from all kinds of genres, and I think we've accomplished that again this year.
I mentioned at the beginning that you're the man responsible for bringing a lot of these acts to UTEP, and for the benefit of our listening audience, perhaps it's been a while since you've been on our program, but tell us a little bit about what goes on behind the scenes and some of the things that are happening as the school year kicks off.
Well, my office is in charge of the management of the university special events buildings, the Sumble Stadium, Don Haskins Center, and McGoffin Auditorium. My staff has the experience of booking, producing, and developing these huge shows. And Minor Palooza is not any different. I think it's a great festival, and And well, it takes a lot of work. It takes a lot of planning, a lot of careful production. The details are incredible, and I think I have the staff, and I pull from the UTEP community as well. Whenever we do a big event, and Minneapolis again is a perfect example of it. It takes more than special events to put something together. I mean, from Christian's office, student development, you know, parking and transportation, police. All the UTEP components that I've always said that special events is, it's all of us because it's true. I utilize all the tools available to us as a university to create this amazing spectacle that you see when you purchase a ticket or when you go to see Minneapolis. And that's truly wonderful. It's a careful coordination of many moving parts that at the end of the night create memories. And that's what we do.
Christian, as member of the Student Relations, Student Affairs Program. This involves the students because it was a student-initiated program at the beginning. But share with us a little bit about, you know, how the students are involved and what can the public expect when they come here, because a lot of things have changed since Minneapolis last year and, you know, for the better. The campus, you know, is completely different, and so people might get an opportunity to, you know, experience that as well with the Centennial Plaza and the water fountains and everything else. And just perhaps they want to know what else can I experience when I go to Minneapolis?
Well, I think you nailed it right on the head in that in our planning phases of this event, year in and year out, we put students first. We kind of look at it from a student perspective. So their involvement in this event attributes much of the success of what we want Minneapolis to be and showcase for the community. So our students are involved in providing them an opportunity to fundraise at Minneapolis and having activity booths for the community to take part of. That goes from face painting to any type of exchange that may help their organizations raise some monies so that they can have to attend conferences or events throughout the year. So we provide that opportunity for them. But as I mentioned earlier, aside from the students being involved, the community now has recognized this as being one of the largest community-free events, where now they see as a prime area or space for them to connect with people not only from our university but also from those that come and visit us. And we're talking from our surrounding area outside of El Paso, so from Juarez, Las Cruces. And so they've seen that it's a good market for them to establish themselves, to connect and communicate with participating members that come in and visit the Minneapolis. And I think the highlight of at least my personal highlight of this event is the food. The food that, you know, from our food trucks and our vendors that come in and participate. And again, it's some local favorite treats. So from a turkey leg to a funnel cake to, you know, it ranges from a nice taco. It also provides a cultural feel of what El Paso is. And so, again, we take much in mind of a good mixture of the university, about its people, its community. And we bring it all together. And so, again, and a lot of folks, when I have conversations, it ranges all ages, because we're also looking into the future. And we want to make sure that we could bring in little ones to come and participate and get to see the university for themselves and kind of plant that seed that higher education and the college-going message starts at all ages. And if they could get a glimpse of our institution through a fun activity or a fun event like Minneapolis, it's a good start. That could then generate some interest of, wow, the university has grown. The university provides many of opportunities outside the academic, which in Student Affairs, that's what we promote, right? The activities and the programs outside the classroom. And we find it as equally as important as those activities happening inside the classroom. So this is, again, as Jorge mentioned earlier, very well orchestrated to provide access and increase the visibility of this fine institution.
Now, in the past, Minneapolis has been, you know, centered around where the Centennial Plaza is now. As I mentioned, because the campus has changed so much, what are the areas that Minneapolis is going to be focused on this year? Will it be still in the same general area?
Well, luckily, we've outgrown our space, and that's a great thing. Like as we mentioned earlier in the program, you know, before we used to anticipate, you know, anywhere between 9 to 11,000 visitors to this event, and now we're close to 30 to 35,000. So, understanding the logistics and planning with this great committee, this Minerpalooza committee. As Jorge mentioned before, is we have to forecast and anticipate where can we fit 30,000 people, right? All in, coming in and out of the campus. So we have now moved, and I think that this is our third year we've had this location provided for Minerpalooza, and we're moving it over to the parking area or the parking lot in front of the Durham Center and Kidd Field. So right off of Glory Road. And again, that gave us the best opportunity to have traffic come in and come out, and more importantly, take advantage of the parking garage on by Glory Field so that there's plenty of parking, there's plenty of access to the event. And for us, from the logistics standpoint, it provides us to make this event bigger and better for our guests.
Jorge, tell us a little bit about the kind of entertainment that people can expect.
We're really excited about what's coming up as part of the lineup of the 25th anniversary of Minerpalooza. We have a local band that everybody loves, and they're really, really cool, hip-hop, jazzy, funk, Latin music, Riboflavin. They're, you know, a local band that everybody likes, and we're excited to have them on board. Last year, we also had Mariachi Los Mineros, and that was such a huge hit. Everybody liked it. The Mineros are a local mariachi group comprised of UTEP students, and Dr. Treadway, the person in charge of this group, does a great job with the students. So we're going to have them back by popular demand. We also have a short presentation by Allegro Dance Company, which is also a very talented group of young students of the university here at UTEP. As I was driving one day, I listened to Sirius Radio a lot too, and I listened to country music, The Highway, CMT's The Highway on Sirius Radio, and I heard this song by Annie Bosco, Crooked Halo, and I fell in love with her voice and the lyrics and everything. And we invited her, and she said yes. She's right now one of CMT's top artists to watch for in the country music, originally from the West Coast, but with her roots really into country. She currently lives in Nashville, and she's coming to El Paso with her entire band. So that's a big deal. Also, we have a huge, very popular DJ and producer, Scott Melker. He is also known as the Melker Project. He became famous on YouTube and social media because he started doing these remixes of all these, such as Hall & Oates, Metallica, and Guns N' Roses, and things like that. And she worked with Jay-Z, and she did a Jay-Z and Led Zeppelin mix, which is just masterful. And he's coming here to YouTube as well for Minerpalooza. And of course, a headliner, Taboo from the Black Eyed Peas, who is also a great DJ, producer, and a singer. And he's going to be showcasing his talents as a solo artist now after leaving the Black Eyed Peas. And now he's big on his own. And we're excited to have such a huge headliner for Minerpalooza 25th anniversary.
I think I forgot about the dates, but it's a week from today, the Minerpalooza. What do people need to know as far as entry? You already mentioned the parking garage, but some people may wonder, are there any fees? Do I need to bring extra money? Or how is this going to work? Do I have to buy tickets? Or can I just go out and purchase a turkey leg with cash? How is this all going to work?
Well, again, as we've done it in years past, this is a free public event. And so it's not exclusive just for UTEP students and UTEP faculty and staff. So it's free to the public. So there's no charge or fee to come in into the event. However, I will suggest that they do bring some extra cash or even, we're taking now credit cards and debit cards at all participating vendors and booths. So you can purchase tickets at we'll have the ticket center helping us out in managing that portion. But again, and it ranges. So the food items will range from 2 tickets to 6 tickets. And if you're bringing the kids along, I highly recommend that also you plan your budget around that, because we have a whole entire dedicated kid zone for our little young ones, our future little miners. And that's going to take place in Kid Field, which will involve inflatables, which will involve all type of kid fun activities. It's one of our most popular areas. I will say that will close, though, at 10 o'clock at night.
Thank you very much, Jorge and Christian. We've been visiting with Christian Corral and Jorge Vasquez talking about Minerpalooza, which takes place a week from today. Gentlemen, thank you very much for being with us here today.
Thank you, Louis.
Thank you for having us.
Focus on Campus is taped and produced at the KTP Studios, University of Texas at El Paso Communication Building. Our thanks to our engineer, Michael Tipton. You've been tuned to Focus on Campus. I'm Louis Sines.